Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This morning, we're starting a different kind of show. I don't even know how to start, Steve. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Last night received some really difficult news that we've lost one of our radio brothers, Kevin Deers. And Kevin meant so much to so many people in and around the Seattle area and beyond. And he was a huge part of this radio station for a very long time.
I just, opened up Facebook and my entire feed is, because we didn't know, like, who knows, like, when we first found out. And then and obviously the news has gotten out there because we did not want to be the first to break that kind of news. And I open up my Facebook and I read 4 straight stories about him from 4 different walks of life. Like, that's the most, like, that's the testament to who he was. And all, like, these incredible, like, moments of just, like, what a giving and loving and caring friend he was for all these people. And, like, I know, like, the impact that he's had on us, me personally, and you, and Danny, and everybody here. But then, I just open up my Facebook page, and I'm reading these stories about what he did for people that, like, these weren't public stories that they ever shared because, sometimes things are just done not for a pat on the back. And now reading those, I'm just like, man, okay, like, he had that kind of impact on not just us.
So many people. I mean, he had this welcoming demeanor and just made you feel like you could be a part of anything that he was a part of. Mm-hmm. And for years, 15 years, I think, host of Metal Shop.
Yep.
And there was just no one more passionate about music and the local scene and the bands that he turned people onto and the connections that he forged in this community. Kevin was a wonderful person and a one of a kind individual, and we are crushed.
Yeah,
our hearts are broken this morning.
It was, and you mentioned, like, the local scene. Obviously, had so much to do with that, with the local and the metal scene with Metal Shop. And then, but I know some people that, like, they only know him because of, like, nerding out over vintage video games. And I'm just like, I didn't even know that was a thing with him. But for me, like, we bonded originally when he first started doing Metal Shop. I'm like, oh, hey, metal guy. Do you like Biohazard? And he's just like, oh, man. And he starts lifting off. We nerded out about the New York hardcore scene because I was a big part. Like, that was it for me. And, like, Life of Agony. And we were supposed to go see that band when they came to town. They canceled. And, yesterday I was going to text him because Life of Agony just announced a big tour. And I'm like, I bet they're not coming to Washington, because that was just, like, a thing. But for me, like, my bond with him then became about professional wrestling. If you think I'm a wrestling fan, I'm a casual wrestling fan. To what Kevin was. Like, I mean, he would start telling me some stuff when he realized I was a wrestling fan. I'm like, bro, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But that forged a friendship to where him and I would go to WrestleMania together. Like, we traveled multiple times. Like, when WrestleMania was sending me out, they're like, you could bring a producer. And I was like, well, nobody on my show likes wrestling. So I'm like, hey, Kev, would you want to go with me to WrestleMania? You have to help me set up the audio. But that's it. And then we have access to the show. We have access. And it was like as if I just gave him $1 million.
Oh.
And we did that for several years. And I've made friends. Like, I've seen a couple of shots of my buddies, Charlie and Sean. These are guys that are close friends of Kevin that became close friends of mine because of that mutual love for professional wrestling. And, you know, from the music stuff to, for some people, video games to, I know he just went to Japan for the first time. I'm trying to think of all the happy stories because I haven't slept, and I know none of us have been in a very good space because of this, and I'm rambling because I just can't wrap my head around this.
Yeah, we're still pretty shocked. Feeling pretty numb. I think, you know, obviously we're here, we're doing our show. Kevin loved this radio station so much.
He was the unofficial member of our, from the BJ Shea Morning Experience to BJ and Migs to now the Daily Migs Show. Whenever, if Danny's not available, he was the guy running the board for us. He would jump on the air. He was just, I always consider, like, you know how they say, like, the fifth Beatle. Like, he was the extra member of our morning show. Whenever we needed someone, he was always down to help out. And he just loved radio.
And when I was hosting nights, he, you know, was my, would fill in for me at the drop of a dime, no matter what was going on. And was so supportive of me when I went on maternity leave with Barrett. And, yeah, this is just really... a really tough day, so we're just going to do our best. It might not be awesome, but...
No, it's, but we're here, and if you had a connection with Kev, I mean, feel free, give us a ring, you know, if whether on the air, off the air, or send us a text. Like, I mean, I know a lot of us are grieving. Some people are probably finding out for the first time, and some might not even be familiar with Kev, but just, like, this is the person that was, like, you know, from the men's room on, like, we all just had a connection with this guy because he was just such a passionate lover of radio, but then also, it seemed like we all had a... There was something in our world that, like, he bonded with, from music to wrestling to video games to I mean, and whatever you think, it's something that you can nerd out about. Kevin probably nerded out about it, too.
Do you know anybody else in your life that collected cassette tapes?
I know. He had a very massive cassette collection. Like, I mean, we're talking about in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're not talking about, like, 1987. Like, I remember I sent him a picture when I went and visited my family, and I showed him all these cassettes. He's like, what do you have... What are you going to do with those? I'm like, do you want them? He's like, please bring them back with you. I'm like, I thought this was just trash, but one man's trash is another man's collection.
He was single-handedly bringing back cassette tapes in 2025.
And band t-shirts. If you think you had a lot of band t-shirts, this guy went, I think...
hundreds of days.
I'm thinking a couple of years where he had a mission, which I think just I got to laugh about it because I'll cry otherwise. But he had a mission where every day he wore a different one of his band shirts without ever duplicating. And I think he went well over a year.
Oh, yeah.
And never had never wore the same t-shirt twice.
That man loved a band t-shirt.
He loved wrestling t-shirts, video games, heavy metal music. We always talk about how Metal Shop, even if it wasn't necessarily, some of those bands weren't my cup of tea. I liked the old school stuff, but like some of the newer stuff was like, oh, this is a lot to handle. But I would listen because I loved the banter that him and Ryan and Ian would have on the air, because they made it fun.
They did.
Yeah.
They made us all feel welcome in the world of Metal Shop, even if we didn't know what the hell we were listening to or talking about.
No idea. But Kevin was just one of those guys that you just love to be around.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Kevin. We love you.
100%.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.